Welcome to Pet Food Advisors. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Dr. Sean Delaney, a veterinary nutritionist whose company, Balance It, is sought after by pet owners and veterinarians across the world for advice about personalized, optimal nutrition for cats and dogs. This show offers well-researched, objective information about pet nutrition, from home cooking to the pet food industry, so you can make thoughtful decisions about feeding your own dogs and cats. Feel free to email me at radiopetlady@gmail.com if you have any questions or topics you'd like Dr. Sean to cover. This show is a production of 8paws LLC and DVM Consulting, Inc., which are solely responsible for its content. Dr. Sean Delaney, as always, is my co-host on Pet Food Advisors, the grand creator of Balance It, which is known to pretty much every veterinarian in the United States, and many of you with animals either with digestive problems or you just want a home cook, but you know you need to balance it. Dr. Sean, it's great to be with you as ever. I'd love to talk about, you have a new useful tool for consumers called Auto Balancer Easy, but maybe you should talk a little bit first about Balance It and how it came to be and the very genesis of your company.
Yeah, and I always like, I think when the few times on our show we've talked about this particular part of what I do, I always like to say that's not what this show is all about.
That's right.
I think you really wanted to talk about this because it is quite unique, and it is in a way, and it provides some free resources to folks. So in that auspice, is I will do that, but I always want to keep it as non-biased as I possibly can.
Nobody else offers what you're offering. Plus, it's a free service to consumers. So to not tell people I'd be remiss.
Right. So anyway, Balance It was designed and started, 10 years ago when I thought I was going to leave, and go out on my own as a nutritionist. And I wanted to be more efficient at doing homemade diet formulations because as a boarded nutritionist, much through my training and residency, and often what you can do in clinical practice is to provide formulations, recipes, if you will, for the very sickest of animals where commercial therapeutic foods, so not just even over-the-counter foods, but commercial therapeutic foods don't meet their needs. It's patients back then that, had multiple concurrent problems. They have the need to have a very unique ingredients because of a food allergy. They need it to be low in fat. And oh, by the way, they also have kidney disease. And
right.
So we do these, there's just no option for folks. And so they'd have to prepare the diet to keep their animals in good health or as healthy as they can and prevent recurrence of problems, stones, things like that. Anyway, and so I was fortunate at the time to have my brother-in-law was a computer programmer, or is a computer programmer, and went down the path of starting to make some formulation software. Well, as time went on, I realized that two things. One, the tools that I was creating might be useful to more than just myself. And two, that it would be really helpful if instead of having to use 6, 7, 8 different human supplements that you split with a pill splitter, if there was just an all-in-one supplement that provide the vitamins and minerals that we always have to add back in when human foods are fed to dogs and cats. And so Balance It became a way of doing that, both a supplement or supplements, as well as software to enable folks to do formulation. And initially, it was really designed for high-level academicians, really, it was the focus, folks in vet schools and things like that, because that was usually where it was being done. And frankly, when I started doing homemade diet formulations, UC Davis, which is where I trained and was a faculty member over a long span, and a lady by the name of Rebecca Remillard, who's another boarded nutritionist who is out of the East Coast, were pretty much the only resources for making homemade diet formulations. No one else really wanted to do it. It was too labor intensive, even with the software at the time. Time has progressed and needs have evolved, and we have grown to having fortunately probably about 20 different programs at different vet schools and people in clinical practice that all use our software at a high level. So now there's a lot of places for folks to go to get a very intense diet formulation, but it's trickled down, and we provide tools for folks when they had sick animals through a recipe generator that's been around for about 7 years. But we always were missing an option for folks to have the tools at their hands to enable themselves to make a recipe. And it was the holy grail, if you will. When I was, take myself way back, when I was a vet student, there was the program that we ended up replacing was a DOS-based program. So younger listeners won't remember DOS, but DOS.
We old folks remember.
Yeah, it was all, you know, command lined, and it was, you know, it wasn't really a graphical interface. You had to use a mouse, you had to use arrow keys, and, you know, to move around in it. And it would compare, you know, foods that you entered in manually to a requirement, add up all the amounts and stuff. And so it was a tool. And I remember I got a copy because I, near the end of my training in vet school, I started having a strong interest in nutrition and ended up doing a master's. And I thought, you know, I want to just try to make a pet food, you know, food for a dog. And we had an introductory lab when I was a freshman. So I got the software out, and naive Sean, that's, you know, went and said, oh, I'll put a little chicken, a little rice, and let's put some fruits and vegetables in, because that seems, you know, nice and balanced.
Yes, which many of us think as pet owners.
And lo and behold, all these deficiencies popped up, and I wanted the software to be smart enough to help me, you know, and to say, I want to feed chicken and rice and things that I would think would be helpful, and tell me how to put those in the right proportions. But it was not that way. It would be iterative in the sense that I would have to say and know the proportions of the chicken to the rice and the apples, and know that, oh, by the way, you can't just put apples in and vegetables to meet all of your vitamin and mineral needs, unlike what your mom told you when you were growing up and stuff. And so you have to put more concentrated sources in. And anyway, and so, you know, fast forward, and I'm obviously a very slow inventor, developer, whatever you want, 15, 16, what, 17 years later, I finally had an epiphany in how I could make that happen and utilize the tools that we've been developing and refining for the last decade to enable the layperson, as well as just, you know, general veterinarians, a way to make recipes. By all they do is select the foods they want to select, and then the software is clever enough to figure out how to combine those and then how to add the, you know, the needed supplement to make sure it's complete and balanced and appropriate for dogs and cats. And so,
well, what was the epiphany?
Well, the issue that you really run into, and this is a little bit technical, but I think it's worthwhile to go over it. When you are making a diet, you have to get certain macronutrients and by extension certain nutrients at high enough levels. So, for example, you have a protein target you need to hit. And then by extension, from that protein, you need to get essential amino acid requirements met. And so you need to also typically have some target for fat and then fatty acids. And so 10 years ago, and still is pending a patent in some ways, developed a way to figure out if I have a certain amount of calories that I want to feed to a dog or a cat, or any animal for that matter, and I have a particular foods, and I have a particular caloric distribution, and I'll talk about what that means in a second. I created some algorithms that would enable you to figure out how many grams of each of the foodstuffs would add up to being the right amount of calories, but more importantly, the right caloric distribution. And caloric distribution refers to the amount of calories coming from protein, fat, and carbohydrate. It's the way we compare foods when we say, okay, a food is low fat or higher in protein. You really want to compare on a caloric distribution. It corrects for moisture differences, fiber differences, some other things. And we've had shows in the past where we've talked about that in depth, and so I won't belabor it. But what we didn't have is that you can say that's all well and fine, but you don't necessarily, if you just randomly pick foods and you don't know what you're doing, you can, of course, put in a range for caloric distribution that you want it to have 20 to 30% of the calories coming from protein. And you want 20 to 30% of the calories coming from fat and the remainder from carbohydrate. But the reality is that with foodstuffs, those aren't always achievable. So if I were to pick, for example, ground beef that was really fatty, and I wanted to make a diet that was, you know, 30% protein and 20% fat, it's physically impossible because I can't make the ground beef any richer in protein than it already is. And so you have to have some understanding of what foods you're using and their caloric distribution to kind of have a sense of what's physically possible. And that piece was always missing, because what people would do is that either the academician would go, oh, I know I'm using a fattier thing. I'm going to have to put a lower protein level and a higher fat level to know that it'll work, if you will, to make something that's viable with a caloric distribution. And so what we would do with our recipe generator that we use for the last 7 years is we would manually set things up for folks. We would actually go in and say, okay, we're going to use chicken breasts and rice, and we know we can reach this range. And sometimes we wouldn't even know. We might be using something very exotic like bison meat that we hadn't used before, and coupling it with quinoa and throwing in some fish oil. And so you might do a very large window and then refine it and go, oh, here's where there's actually a physical possible recipe that would work. The epiphany was a way to have the software use the caloric distribution of the individual foods to predict what would be possible for it to make as far as proportions, and how to have that range set solely by picking the food itself. And so some very sophisticated algorithms that took about, oh, 2 or 3 months of work on my end, with some help from my wife, who's a chemical engineer, not from the mathematics, but she's a whiz on Excel. And so we got all working on a spreadsheet.
Oh, cool.
This is a family business, you know, and figured out, yep, it'll work. And then about almost a year, well, not quite a year, of coding with programmers to make that actually work as an interface, which is now the Autobalancer EZ, where you can go and you can pick up to out of 108 different foods, and they're categorized as protein sources, and there's 36 different protein sources, everything from, you know, moose meat to rabbit to cottage cheese to chickens on there, and then all sorts of different carbohydrate sources that you can pick, I think up to 18 different carbohydrate sources, and then different oil sources, 18 different oil sources, 18 different fruits, 18 different vegetables that
wow.
you can pick. And you can pick up to 14 different things. Now, you go, that's really cool for the layperson, but what's interesting is I've already had folks at the highest levels use this tool, because to even with our more advanced software that they use, some of the functionality we built in makes things even faster, because now, you know, if I were to go in our current high-level software, if you will, not the Autobalancer EZ, and want to pick 14 different foods, it would take me probably about 10 minutes or 15 minutes to get something that would be viable. Whereas with Autobalancer EZ, it makes 4 recipes at different proportions with different levels of carbohydrate, from none to a lot for dogs and 4 for cats, almost instantaneously. Now, occasionally,
whoa,
if you get really wacky, it does it, you know, it takes a minute or so at the most, the longest I've ever seen it do. But it's extremely fast and extremely powerful in that way. And what I think is really nice about it is that we took it one step further, is that once you get results, it just assumes an average-sized dog or an average-sized cat. It allows you to just take a little slider bar or put it in by a numerical number and put a new weight in. And then in the fifth column, it gives you the new amounts pretty much instantaneously. So it says, here's an example recipe for a 35-pound dog or an 8-pound cat. You can look at it and go, I kind of like this proportions, what it looks like. But my dog or my cat weighs, you know, my dog weighs 50 pounds or my cat weighs 14 pounds. And it'll instantly make a new recipe with all the amounts accounted for and very specific instructions of how to, you know, prepare it. And now you have a recipe for your animal. And that's kind of cool and neat. But what's really been helpful to folks is that it enables them to also evaluate what they may have been feeding previously, because
yes,
it has a tool where they can actually adjust individual ingredient amounts. So it's going to give a suggestion, and maybe it says, oh, use a quarter cup of carrots, but you've been using half a cup of carrots and you really want to see what that looks like. There's a nice little advanced option where you just slide it over and change it to half a cup, and it'll show you what the nutrient profile that looks like. We, of course, keep the doors open, you know, sell the supplement that fortifies it. But we also will show folks, there's no charge for this, it'll show folks what the profile of it is without any supplementation. So folks that have a recipe that they really like, they can actually see where there may be issues or concerns. They can see the fat levels and protein levels, but they can see every essential nutrient. They can see all the amino acids, the fatty acids, the vitamins and mineral levels of whatever they may be choosing. And that's been very powerful for people since we launched this in the last, you know, month or so or 2 months. And it's just a wonderful resource that we've been getting continual compliments about, because we've really empowered people that are passionate about feeding their, you know, pets, even when they're healthy, homemade food, and having a resource that they can rely on and know that the math has been done and done correctly.
It's extraordinary because there are so many people with no medical problem that emotionally and even scientifically, if you will, don't want to feed commercial food, not just to do with recalls or where ingredients come from. They wouldn't eat highly processed or processed by somebody else foods for themselves. And they view their dogs or cats as family members, and they want to be the ones who see what goes into it. Just like there's a lot of people that won't feed commercial baby food, no matter how good Earth's Best or Gerber or Heinz may be, they're just not comfortable with it. But on the other hand, they've been doing things like my sister, who buys for her two Brussels Griffins a rotisserie chicken and puts that in their dish. And the husband says to me, well, why can't they just eat chicken? I'm like, oh, my God, that's so not balanced. It's just not good for their hearts and their brains. But I honestly, even knowing that it's not right, I didn't have the way to say to them or to anybody else, you know, there's really a lot of ingredients. I mean, with a cat, we know that taurine, without taurine, a cat's in really deep physical trouble. But where dogs are concerned, there was no way for me or maybe even for you in a sense, to explain it without this amazing software you've created that shows where the deficiency is on feeding just rotisserie chicken to your little dog. And now they can see it. And so they're big on vegetables. So if they throw them a couple of pieces of broccoli, even that will show on the AutoBalancer EZ that there's still a lot of missing ingredients there. Like they do need some carbs, or you wouldn't have the carb category, right?
Well, they don't have to do carbs. You can make a chicken and broccoli only diet. Now, I might suggest that, and there is a warning on this, that approach is, if you use enough broccoli, could be a concern from a stool quality perspective,
right?
Because we all know. But yeah, no, we have ways to making everything from no carb to very high carb, because, you know, there seems to be folks that are very strong passions about carbohydrate level. I don't. I think that there are times where some carbohydrates are good, sometimes where you may not want to have any. And so rather than forcing the hand of someone to say, you have to feed carbohydrates at this level or not, this gives them the tool, and it gives them four levels. It gives them a no carbohydrate or almost no carbohydrate. And when I say almost no carbohydrate, some protein sources have a little bit of carbohydrate in them. People don't realize it.
That's
a few percentage points. Cottage cheese, for example, you know, but even sometimes if you're feeding liver, there's glycogen and there's other things there is some carbohydrate, but it's very, very, very low. Two, what I would consider a very low carbohydrate, maybe less than 20% of the calories from carbohydrate, to a middle of the ground to what I would consider very high, 60% plus. Give them all their options. And the reason for their options is some people are like your sister, it sounds like, where they have either been trained by their pet or that they choose to, and they feed an all-meat diet. And, you know, for a long time I fought that battle, and then we decided that, you know, maybe 4 years ago we'd make a special supplement called our carnivore blend to help people with that, and it's become like our third bestseller. And
explain what's in the carnivore blend, because that's really interesting, because then people would be able to do just meat if they could afford it and also weren't concerned about the burden on the planet, which is kind of another issue, or if they had really small dogs.
The carbon footprint, but you can do it for a dog. You could do a tofu-based diet. It'd be a lot of volume, but yeah, you could do a vegetarian or at least a dairy product to help fully reduce the carbon footprint. Or you could pick something with better feed conversion, like chicken versus beef. But the carnivore blend is a vitamin, mineral, and amino acid, and it's a single amino acid, kind of what you're already raising. It can be used in dogs and cats, so it does have taurine in it, and it's unique in the sense that it is designed to be cooked with the protein source, because you can imagine if you were to, you know, make something where you had just chicken and you dumped powder onto it, which is where our powdered supplements are,
right. It
probably wouldn't be the most palatable.
Right.
But if you cooked it with it and the juices were to infuse with it, it would make it a lot easier, more palatable. And so it's designed to be cooked, and it's very unique in that regard, not just unique within our own products, which it is, but amongst vitamin supplements in general, because we've spent a whole bunch of time and money actually cooking it with different protein sources to a food safe temperature of 165 degrees, and then measuring the vitamin degradation that occurred, because as you probably know, vitamins degrade with heat. And
yes.
So if you start cooking with it, you've got to correct for that. And so there's overages, if you will. There's higher levels of vitamins in that supplement, so that as you add it to raw protein sources and then cook it to a food safe temperature, it's correcting for that by having extra vitamins, so that when you're done, you haven't degraded it below the, you know, guarantee or the amount that you need and to meet requirements. So it's a very popular product because it provides folks with those little dogs and, you know, the cats, a way to feed them an all protein or a high protein, all meat, all fish, all poultry diet, and not really change a whole lot of what they're doing. And it's, you know, because it's cooked with it, the palatability doesn't become an issue, and it's very convenient. So it's become very, very popular. And I always comment about it now is that this is a, you know, my resistance for years of developing it shows that, you know, I need to listen to the customer and the request better than I was. But it's become a very useful thing, and it makes me very happy because there are so many, you know, those little dogs and sometimes even big dogs and cats that are being fed grossly deficient diets. And
that's
now there's finally a, you know, a solution to help people, you know, make sure that they aren't breaking their bones or, you know, having bad things happen to
or
them.
Cardiac problems, right?
Right.
And
right.
I mean, if you look at people with dogs with cancer, which is a sad percentage of us as more and more cancer seems to be rampant in dogs, various kinds of cancer, various breeds or mixed breeds of dogs. People have sort of heard cancer feeds on carbs, feed a high protein, high fat, low carb diet. And whether or not there's science behind that is nearly irrelevant because it's what people want to do emotionally. But of all the animals that would most need to have that carnivore supplement in a situation like that would be immune compromised animal that might be on chemo or whose body might be fighting cancer. So it gives all the health benefits, and even if you're only the owner, imagining that this high protein, low carb diet is appropriate for a dog with cancer, it allows you to do that and feel good about it.
Yeah, and there's, as we've talked before, there's a lot of debate about that strategy, but I think your point is well taken, which is let's first do no harm.
Yes.
And so, you know, yes, maybe there's no benefit of doing that strategy, or at least no scientific support for it, but if you're going to do it, let's do it in a way that doesn't create deficiencies or problems. And that's really what we're trying to help folks with, and why, you know, I think it's been nice that we've been able to have this as a resource for folks. We even went to the extra step of making it easier. Not only is it easier, your interface, I think this is, I get a kick out of this, so I will mention it. You can go directly to that interface to select amongst the foods by going to balance.it or balance.it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a long story, but basically Italy has its extension is .it.
That's right, for any of their websites.
Right, and so there was a videographer in Italy who for some reason had balance.it as his web address, and it looked like it was from the 1940s, or, well, that's probably exaggerating, maybe the 1994, and
right.
It was, you know, bitmap and, you know, very, very archaic and wasn't very active. And so we negotiated, not that we have deep pockets, but we negotiated a purchase price, and we bought the site, the domain name, from this Italian videographer.
How funny.
And so now we go, our brand name, if you will, takes you directly to this easy tool. And it's pretty neat, I think, that the fact that we could have our brand name be the actual URL
address is amazing. I'm just curious, what did the Italian videographer want to do with the word balance, which doesn't mean anything in Italian, isn't even pronounceable in Italian?
I don't know. And that's why I think, I don't know if they were just parking it and hoping someday someone would want to purchase it. And
seems unlikely. Seems like one of those things where it was a misspelling, but they got stuck with it. They meant bilancia or something, and it came out as balance. That's so funny.
Yeah, and so anyway, yeah. So, but you know, they were like, and they were surprised that there was this company that had this name, and they were like, sure, we'll sell it.
Go ahead, we can retire on that. We can be in spaghetti forever.
They couldn't retire on it. I think it was solely, we're not big enough a company for that, but it was, I'm sure they were happy to have the money, and we were happy to have the site.
They went on to make some more videos with the money that it brought in. So how is the new Auto Balancer easier than the software that you had and was available to people again for free previously?
Well, you know, I think that it's twofold. One is that we don't ask them anything about the pet to start with. So
I see.
Recipe generator will start by asking for signalment, which is our veterinarian speak for breed and sexual status.
That's then, signalment? I love your fancy words.
Yeah, signalment. That's
really?
It's like how you describe the patient. And so whenever a veterinarian speaks to another veterinarian, they always will start with the signalment of the presenting patient so they know what you're talking about, because there are breed-specific diseases. So, for example, if someone were to talk to me and say, okay, you know, I've got this patient. It's a 12-year-old male castrated miniature schnauzer. And so that's the signalment. That's the age, the sexual status, and its breed. And that helps frame in your mind what you're talking about. So as a nutritionist, if I'm talking about a miniature schnauzer, I'm immediately thinking about calcium oxalate as a concern, hypertriglyceridemia, pancreatitis, fat intolerance in general.
Wow.
And those go in my mind as conditions that I'm going to have to be concerned or worried about, because that's just typical of the breed. And so it's, I'm sure in human medicine, you know, for example, you're going to be much more worried about sickle cell anemia if someone is African American, or because it's just genetically they're more likely to have it, or if they're Asian, that they're lactose intolerant.
And, right.
You know, and so that helps you frame, if you will, what you're looking at. And if you're young or old, there's different nutrient requirements and stuff. So the AutoBalancer Easy doesn't care about that. It's assuming you're a healthy adult animal. And then it starts and it gives an average size dog, which is a 35-pound dog, or an average size cat recipe. And then you adjust it. So you immediately see results. You immediately see if there's going to be deficiencies. You immediately see if it's even feasible to use the things you're looking at. So that's one part of making it easier. The second part is that before the recipe generator is curated in the sense that I've gone through previous board of nutritionists who've worked with me, Dr. Villaverde, Dr. Perea, we've all made these recipe things where we've refined the caloric distribution, we refined a whole bunch of things so that we've set the fractions of where it's going to measure out, a whole bunch of stuff we have to do behind the scenes to make that available to you. But that does mean, even though we have probably 4,000 or 5,000 recipe settings that we've created over the last decade or so, it's still more limited. And you go, well, how much more limited is it? Well, an exercise that I went through in creating the AutoBalancer Easy, you remember there's 108 different options for people to pick from, and they can pick up to 14 different combinations. When you do the mathematics of that, there are literally just under 10 billion different recipe possibilities.
Billion. If you compare
it with a B.
Wow. You would choose different fruits or vegetables and the combinations of all those different things, there's 10 billion different ways that you can put sweet potatoes, carrots,
and then
quinoa, and rabbit.
And I'm not even getting to the full extent of all the different weight ranges on top of that.
Wow.
And part of the reason I did that is, this is a little segue, is I had a conversation with the programmers, and one of them was saying, well, you know, wouldn't it be just faster to get, you know, results? Because I was doing it with optimization, and we were doing hardware solutions, which I'm going to talk about, which is kind of an interesting side note. But they said, why don't we just cache it, which is means we'll store all of the options and then we'll just pull the option
right
out for someone. And so kind of like have a gigantic recipe book, if you will, and every recipe that someone could pick up. And I said, well, okay, let's go through that exercise. And the algorithms that we run through, they take maybe 20 seconds to run through to make, you know, those 8 different recipes. Well, with 10 billion, if you multiply that by 20, even if we had several servers running, it would take about a millennia to go through and cache all those.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's incomprehensible. So it has to be done in real time. And so and in real time, we also did something which, you know, we've been with a data center down in Southern California, so probably people realize this, but whenever you have a website, it has to sit on a server somewhere. And typically, if you're going to have any type of, you know, more than one or two people accessing that server, you're going to be at a data center where they have a big, gigantic pipeline, if you will.
Right, which we also have for Radio Pet Lady Network with 11 shows and all that and podcast libraries, yes.
Yeah, you have to be a data center. And then there's some guy, you know, there or lady who's monitoring it 24 hours a day and all that kind of stuff. Well, we finally went over when we launched this new site, because we knew that we were going to have so much usage and we started to have already some limits on our existing capabilities. We went to, and I didn't even realize this, we actually are on data centers with Amazon. So Amazon has Amazon Web Services. It's referred to as AWS. It's a multi-billion dollar company in and of itself. And what I didn't realize, like Netflix, everyone knows Netflix. Netflix runs on Amazon's.
No kidding.
And lots of really big websites do. lots of sites you go to actually is run on their data center, and they have wonderful security, which obviously is really important when you're doing, you know, processing credit cards like we do. And but they can provide unbelievable bandwidth and uptime, and we really needed that to be able to service folks and to give them the power to have it just instantly do that. Because yes, you can optimize software a great deal, but ultimately you also have to have really strong hardware on the back end doing all these calculations so it just magically appears on your screen. In an area that, as a veterinarian, as a veterinary nutritionist, I don't even think about, but it's really important for a good experience and just a whole nother world that I hadn't thought about.
For any of the techno geeks out there, this is really amazing. And for those of us who just are impatient and want instant gratification, I really have a lot of leftover beef for whatever other produce or protein I might have, and I want to make it into.
That's what we're having people do. They're saying, "What do I have left?
Yes.
What am I cooking today?" And
yes,
they finally can just go, "I'm going to feed whatever." And to that point, we had a funny conversation with a lady in New York City, and I think they only have high end groceries there. She goes, "I can't find white potatoes."
That's pretty funny. All Yukon Gold or something, la di da.
Exactly. I can get sweet potatoes.
That's so funny.
I can get the purple, you know, these heirloom, varietals. She couldn't just get a good old white potato.
I love it.
We came up with a good solution for her, but it was very funny. But to that point, the reason for that is that she was just going and whatever she was going to be making that day was going to be what she was making for her dog. And then she'd add our supplement on and off she would go. And then provide a variety, not just to her own diet, but ease of use. And then I'm sure there are people who go, "Hey, I've got half a pound of beef." This is the first time we've enabled them. Not only can they pick the beef, but they can also make the recipe and adjust it to the half a pound.
Yeah, or you go to the big box store, to a Costco or something, and you want to buy the whole side of boneless lamb, or you're at your supermarket and they've got this huge, you know, some kind of a deal on ground beef. So you want to buy the family pack, many pounds worth, but you don't know then how to proportionally put that together with the other ingredients and then put it in baggies or containers and freeze it. And the Auto Balancer EZ is exactly for you.
That's exactly right. So, you know, I'm very excited. It was a lot of work, as it always is, and it takes more time than you anticipate, but it's already been well received. I think it's become a great resource for folks, even if they're never going to buy a single thing from us, to just be aware, hey, I better fortify this.
That's
or,
right.
Here's the right proportion so that they don't give, you know, think, oh, I'm going to give this level and it should be fine. In fact, they're not even meeting the protein requirements of the patient.
Yeah.
So,
the guesstimation is really not appropriate. That's the important thing to realize.
It's impossible. No one can do that in their head.
Yeah, and no one can just do it in their cook pot either. Well, Sean, it's been another wonderful show. I'm very eager for more of our listeners to go to Auto Balancer EZ. You can just go to balanceit.it, and you won't go to Italy. You'll go to Davis, California, or wherever the server is, and be able to find the Auto Balancer EZ. It's really thrilling and a wonderful service to all of us, veterinarians and owners. Thank you so much, and we will talk again soon.